This is Journey Free Podcast, a sacred space with Unique Hershey, a multidimensional one who loves to meet life experiences and conversation. She inspires others to embrace their differences and encourages them to love themselves for the uniqueness that they are. Listen for candid conversations on lifestyle, spirituality, wellness, sexuality, and inspiration. All are welcome to converse, engage, and share. So come catch this vibe because it's a blessing. Hey Journeys, where y'all been? It's Unique and I'm back with another episode. So today I wanted to come on and just do a quick little catch up with you guys. I really hope that y'all enjoyed last week's episode where we did a conversation with Reek the Ruler as it relates to creating a positive energy community. If y'all have not tapped into that episode yet, then definitely go back and make sure that you're all caught up so that when you come to this episode, you own it up and up about everything. That's everything as it relates to Journey Free Podcast. And that's on what? That's on period. I hope that y'all week has been amazing for y'all so far. Mine has been truly profound. Just want to say that if y'all hear any background noise, I'm kind of making space to record this how I can and where I can, because I just found myself to be in this space where I'm alone and I was like, let me come on and hop on a conversation with the Journeys while I have this moment. So shout out to y'all for being here. Shout out to y'all for coming back week to week, listening to the sound of my voice. Each and every one of you who have giving contributions to this show thus far, we are truly grateful for y'all sharing this show with your friends, families, your homegirls, your rollies, your riders. Means so much to us because y'all know we girls of the world. Hoping that one day, someday down the line, we will be able to do live shows in your city, in your town, just from y'all sharing this show with other people and of course downloading these episodes. Okay, if y'all have not consider downloading, that also helps this show reach the algorithm. And if you're resonating with this and you know somebody else that will, tell a friend to tell a friend. A period. Okay, y'all, so it is Tuesday, actually, when I am recording this episode, but prayerfully, I have the space and time to get this edited for y'all. I do have another guest episode that is in the queue, but I didn't want to do back-to-back guest episodes with you guys because I just wanted to come on with y'all one-on-one, and then we can swap to a guest episode again for next week, so y'all can definitely look forward to that. I dive into gender expression as well as how to balance a bilateral, I should say, business in the holistic community where you have a passion for one thing, but also you have this strong pull towards your spirituality and just being able to balance the self as a 3D person, but also as your higher consciousness. And that episode is going to be so beautiful. It's with someone that I have known since high school. We're going to definitely get into that next week, and I'm so excited about it. And I feel like it'll be a perfect episode to round off the month of September. Is it getting cool where y'all at? I just got to know. I am not ready and I am not prepared. And I swore up and down last year that I had spent my last winter in Virginia in 2022. But God had other plans for me. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I just want to know where y'all live. Is it getting cold out? Because to some people, this is comfortable. But to me, it's a little too cool. And I just know that we only going down from here. And so I'm just like, if I'm already this cold, what is it going to give in the winter? Baby, I'm not prepared. But what I can look forward to as it relates to September being in full throttle and full swing is that the clothes is about to be real cute, girl. And I cannot wait to go shopping. It is much needed. When I tell y'all, I am so over my wardrobe. I am over my wardrobe. I just want to get rid of everything and just start fresh and get some new gear, some fresh new gear, some fresh new clothes. I feel like I have really wore out, dear God, I have wore out the clothes that I have, but also I feel like I'm coming into my expression a little bit more as to how I present myself and how I show up in the world. Y'all know I'm a all black girly, and somewhere down the line in a past life, I know I was definitely either alternative or some form of like gothy type girl or emo. I had to be, because I just love the goth and alternative style, y'all. I love it so much. And so I just get away with it by wearing black, but truly deep down inside, I would really love to just dress like in a goth way. I always wanted to have that era for myself. And that's something about me that a lot of people don't know. Like, I am very intrigued by their sense of fashion, their sense of style, how it's just so like different and eclectic. That's so appealing to me. But something else that I like really been tapping into lately is like wrapping my hair. And I went through this phase where I was so sick and tired of wrapping my hair, because the wrap styles that I was doing was just a simple little bun at the back and I would just go. And so I was kind of over it. And then I started to explore different things that I could do with my wraps. I found this really, really cute style. If y'all not tapped into my YouTube channel, then definitely go and tap in over there, because I definitely will put a picture on one of my thumbnails for my next vlog so that y'all can see. I don't know when I'm gonna get back on Instagram, because I don't know, I just got this love-hate relationship with Instagram, and I tend to just not post on my feed as frequently as I should to be calling myself a content creator. Oh God, the short form content is really not my forte, and I'm pretty old school when it comes to the video, social media making and all of that. So I am a long form content girly, die hard. So I cannot promise y'all that you will see a picture on my Instagram. That's where it should be, but ain't no guarantees, y'all. Ain't no guarantees you're gonna see it on the IG. You'll probably see it on my YouTube channel first, because I don't know, that's just main priority for me and I want to keep it that way. I know I can definitely be better with the short form content. I know the world is moving into short form content, but I can be stuck in my ways. Y'all know me. Y'all know y'all girl. I'm a Taurus, die hard. And we have a tendency in our low vibrational selves to be a little in our comfort zone. So yeah, we'll see about the whole posting a picture on Instagram thing. But also, I feel like my best pictures I sent to my babe, and my baby wanted exclusive pictures that I don't post on the feed. So it's just like, damn, my best pictures I sent to babe, and so now that she has them, trying to make it all exclusive, it's just like, girl, what do I do? But yeah, so that's that as it relates to clothes and fashion, which is not something I really talk about because I never really felt like I had my own sense of style. But how I've been wrapping my hair lately, y'all, it's giving very much so Mama Earth. It's giving very much so my ancestors have trod this land. It's giving very much so Afrocentric, and I like that. Especially being in environments where I'm working with predominantly people of a race that's opposite to mine, I tend to have like this insecurity around showing up to black or appearing too black in the workspaces. Sometimes I kind of like water down my Afrocentricness within the workplace, because I want to seem more universal to what office culture typically looks like. And y'all know me, even though my parents named me Unique, I really have this, I get this feeling about standing out and just people just seeing me and noticing me and stuff. I don't know. It gave me the ick. Like, I never had, you know, that feeling that people get when they're being stared at. I don't mind people staring at me. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is me showing up in a space that is non-traditionally the way in which other people look in that space. And being single out in a way, because it's like it's very clear that I have showed up and it is very clear that I'm here. It is also very clear that I am the only one here, which is unfortunate. I kind of feel like, I don't know if y'all ever saw that biopic about Emmett Till, how his mom worked in the office, and if y'all seen like her office dynamic there, like how she was one of the few black women that worked there. Yeah, that's how I am in my workspaces. And so when I was listening to Closet Confessions the other day, something really, really struck me. And the girl was explaining how like she feels more comfortable wearing her wigs over her natural hair in her workspaces because she doesn't want the questioning around like her natural hair and stuff within the workplace. And one thing that the two hosts brought up was that, like, girl, they know what it is. There's no secret, there's no hiding. And I'm just like, that is so true. It's 2023. They know exactly what's happening here. They know it's natural hair and that's okay. They know that like we express our hair in many different ways. They have prominent examples of that in media now, thank God. But also it's just like, I don't want that feeling of having to be the representative and the voice for everybody that comes from my background, my race, and my community. And so that's why I don't traditionally wear my hair in wrap styles that look very Afrocentric or like Mama Earth. But I don't know, it's been a vibe here lately, and I've done it for maybe like the last 4 to 5 days or so, and I have just been gravitating towards this. One, because I braided my own hair for the first time. Mind y'all, I did not know how to put in extensions, and I actually tried to braid my hair with extensions using the rubber band method, and it actually worked, and the braids actually stayed in my head and only one of them slipped out. I was so shocked. But of course, because my parting sucked, my hair is extremely short. It just looks so worn down and worn out already. Like, you can tell that a professional didn't do it. And so I be trying to look halfway presentable, so I'll put my little jam on and brush down my baby hairs and my edges. But the new growth is real, honey. There's no hiding it. And it is very apparent and it's very showing up. So I have been covering it with this wrap, but it's been turning out really, really cute. And I've been having like my braids in really high ponytails or really high buns, and I'm loving it here. I've been wanting braids for a minute, and they're not the professional braids or anything like that, but it is something that has helped me and my confidence around like just feeling presentable and feeling like I can show up where it is that I'm going. So yesterday, me and Babe was actually watching a podcast on Horrible Decisions, and Weezy was explaining to Mandy that her outfit basically looks like stereotypical LA, how the stereotypical LA girls go out to the club now with their crop tops, cargo pants, and like some regular sneakers. And she was just saying how she don't understand why in some cities the girls don't really get dressed up. They don't, you know, pop out like they used to. And she highlighted that she was able to see in certain cities that the girls still get dressed, and she had admiration for that. But in other cities where they didn't, she just didn't understand the point. And so it kind of like brought up a conversation around like how fashion is subjective. And that is something that, has been a journey for me as it relates to clothes and everything like that. I explained to y'all on another podcast that for the longest time, I did not dress myself. And so now that I'm moving into a space where I dress myself, I feel like I'm starting to get pieces that resemble me a little bit more. Fun fact about me, I love a good deal. Fun fact about me, I love secondhand clothes. Fun fact about me, I love to thrift. And these are things that I have not tapped into. I love a good Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross for clothes. Those are just holy grail, holy grail, holy grail, holy grail for me. I love to go there, hit up their racks, get a bang for my buck, get brands for an affordable price because I'll be trying to spend all my coins in one place, but I be trying to get the best deal, honey. And I love when I can be able to find something that's just unique onto its own. That's my piece, and it's quality, and I wear it out. And so one thing I can say is I have, over the summer, I have been really loving my crop tops and my biker shorts. I'm a crop top girly till I die, but also more specifically, halter tops. It does everything. Let me tell you, does everything for my body type and my figure. I love them. I would literally wear them every day if I could. Hence why I really want to move to a city where it don't get cold. Yes, I'm looking forward to the fall clothes, but I'm gonna have a little grief over my summer pop out. I'm not gonna even lie, like just putting on cute little biker shorts, throwing on some sandals or some sneakers, and having my little halter top on. Let me tell y'all something. That is my A1 day one go-to. Okay, I love it, and I really like fitted clothes too. That's my style. Fitted clothes is just it's the way it's at. I have also really been into like one pieces with like the flowy like legs at the bottom where you can like catch some air. So that's the only time where I wouldn't do like fitted clothing. I would like my one pieces to, of course, be very fitted at the top, very fitted around the thigh and the butt and everything like that. But once you pass the knee, how it has like that airy likeness to it. I'm actually wearing one today that I got from the thrift store, and I love it here. So cute. It was such a good find. I think I got this in New York at a thrift store called, what was it called? I don't know. But if you look up like LGBT positive thrift store, it's like a chain up there, and I can see the building as clear as day in my head, but I cannot think of the name of it. But that's where I found it. Y'all can also go to my YouTube channel and look at one of my New York vlogs that I did with Reed earlier on in the year where we went thrifting. It's in that one. So yeah, I'm looking forward to making a little extra coins on the side so I can do a little extra shopping and change my wardrobe up a bit, because I just feel like I'm that girl and I need to present as such and stop walking around here looking raggedy for nothing, you know? Simultaneously, y'all, I don't want to seem vain, like clothes is everything or whatever. I think for me, it's just that feeling that you get to be able to have the things that you want in life and not feel like you have to always sacrifice for responsibilities and bills or other things that may be deemed as most important. I guess I just want a little more reach within my finances so that going to change my wardrobe isn't like this whole like big thing that I have to necessarily plan for, but I can just go and show up and do it. And a part of that is probably a little comparison that I have, you know, just around being a YouTuber and how being a YouTuber these days has become so commercialized, as well as like this big marketing and branding scheme where every time you turn on a vlog, the girlies are shopping at Target and they're going to all these different like home places, everybody's getting a new apartment, everybody's shopping, and it's just like this huge culture in America around shopping. And yes, I'm gonna admit, like, a part of me feels very left out while I'm over here being responsible and taking care of my family. It's like, yeah, I want to go shopping on my vlog too, and I'm not talking about shopping for essentials like toiletries and groceries. Like, I want to splurge, you know? So I'm really believing God for an increase in my finances. I have recently finished my budget notebook that I started at the very beginning in March of 2019 after I had moved from Atlanta back to my mom's house, and I got my first job back in Richmond after dropping out of college, and I literally was making $800 every 2 weeks, and that is where I started in that book. And just looking back on the progress of how far I have come, how I have managed to, get rid of all of my consumer and collections debt. God is so good and God is so faithful, and also how I have been able to pay cash for so many things and not use credit and be 10 toes down about that. I haven't used credit since 2018, and I'm believing God that I will be able to pay my car off this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful that I am able to do that and also cash flow all of the maintenance and upkeep on my car. Y'all, I have dropped stacks. Let me tell you, I have dropped stacks and stacks of money into my car. And I'm now at this point where it's like, other than just general maintenance, I'm not going to do any more major repairs on it. Because to me, I just feel like it's not worth it. And I'm just going to drive it until the wheels fall off. I have been in this space where I am really trying to be gung-ho and focus on my big goals as it relates to my finances and being very disciplined about how it is that I want to live my life. I really don't want to live a life where I owe people money. In the Bible, it talks about how the borrower is a slave to the lender. I don't want the majority of my check to go out into living expenses and payments, you know? Like, I just want to be in a position where at the beginning of the year, I can pay everything for the year, and then I can just live off of my other money. So even though I haven't been having my accountability meetings with my accountability partner as often as I would like to, I am still advocating for myself as well as sticking to my plan. And I'm so excited to write in my new budget journal that I have and see where it is that life takes me through my determination, my tenacity, and my diligence. And I am open to new opportunities. I have been conversing with others about so many, y'all know me, I got like 5 jobs. But I have been networking with people that's in my field. I have been learning a lot. I have been researching a lot. And just like really going back to the nerdy side of me who enjoys learning, who loves to learn, who likes to dive into new topics and just expanding my knowledge and my intelligence around finances and what it takes to become a millionaire, because I know that my perception around what millionaire means has been skewed by media and my upbringing. But actually knowing what it takes to get there, to have a net worth of $1 million and not necessarily just having $1 million in your bank account, you get what I'm saying? All that is so important. And I know I am at this age where people traditionally go and purchase homes and do things like that, I just don't feel like I'm there yet, and I'm gonna be patient with myself about it. I know renting is perceived as throwing money away, but I feel like renting is also buying me time to be able to explore different cities, to be able to explore different places where I could potentially want to live. I would hate to buy a home and then ultimately not even want to be in that city and then have to go through the selling process right after buying. I really want to explore more places for myself and my family and be able to come to an agreement with my partner about where it is that we will go next. But as it stands right now, I am in my hometown of Richmond and in my new apartment and getting acclimated there. And I feel like this is going to be very good practice ground for us to see how we can manage in a home ultimately in the future. But yeah, the house buying process is not something that I see in my immediate future, because my highest priority right now is getting my beginner emergency fund back. of course, paying off all my student loans and auto debt, and then saving 3 to 6 months of expenses, and then starting to save for a down payment for a home at that point. And for me, I think that will probably take me anywhere between the next 3 to 4 years to be able to do so. So I'm perfectly fine with renting for the next 3 to 4 years so that I can get my finances in order and be able to fix some of the mistakes that I made with money in my 20s. And I'm just so happy that I'm starting now from where it is that I am at. It's okay that I don't have this grand career that pays me $200,000 a year or whatever yet. It's fine. It will be fine. I feel like I still have time, so I'm not going to be too hard on myself about that. And I am really just going to continue to trust God, continue to trust my process, and also continue to do the work while trying to manage not overextending myself and my work to keep up with all of these things that I feel like I'm supposed to have, you know, at this age. It's just like, whatever. Like, let me just go at my own pace. That's where I feel most assured. That's where I feel most safe, just being able to go at my own pace. I can say that my faith has definitely been strengthened and uplifted through all the manifestations that have come to me. And even though at times I can kind of get, you know, a little down on my luck about things, I just really feel like it's narratives that I'm taking along with me that no longer serve me. So, if anything, I just want that for y'all to continue to unpack the narratives that have been inflicted upon you coming up based on how it was that your caregivers, your caretakers, your parents, the people around you believed, and start to assess what it is that you believe for you and what it is that will work for you. It is your life to live, ultimately. It is your journey. It is your path. And ultimately, you got to do what works for you. I have had to say no to a lot of things. I have had to forego having a lot of things, a lot of experiences. I have put off certain aspects of my self-care to be able to reach my goals. I have changed my lifestyle drastically and tremendously to be able to reach my goals, and sometimes that is what it takes. And so, for me, I am willing to forego these instant gratifications of life that seem so dire and important right now, when in the grand scheme, in all actuality of everything, sometimes they are not that important and they can wait. And so, be patient with where it is that you are and keep being diligent with where it is that you are, but also learning, growing, educating yourself on how to elevate, how to be a better version of yourself each and every day, and how is it that you can show your light, find your purpose, find your calling for all that it is that you are trying to achieve. I know, like, this whole conversation may have came off like it's very me, egotistical and things like that, but not really. I feel like it was just a moment of introspection for me to reflect on where it is that I have been, where it is that I am, and where it is that I am going. And I really enjoy sharing that part of myself with you guys. And so, something that I am working through this week is how can I create a life for myself where I am able to be on my own timing and be able to live at my own pace and go with the flow of what it is that I am seeing for myself. What that looks like for me is being able to wake up without an alarm, having a natural body clock, not having things to do as soon as I wake up in the morning, being able to have a full morning routine and curate my day in a way that works for me, having just these feelings and these urges to just go and do about how it is that I please, but also being a vessel, also being a light upon the world and sharing my gifts, my talents, and my abilities in ways that are energetically fruitful for me, but also financially actually fruitful for me. And so that is why I do all it is that I can to be able to become financially free, because I want my time and my energetic space to be able to be given not only to myself, but to the collective consciousness, to help people with their healing process, help them feel inspired, help them feel motivated, and also help them to be able to get to know themselves a little better and challenge the status quo of what it is that they think is meant for this thing that they call life. Ashe to that. Hey y'all, that was beautiful. Oh, I love it here. I love it for us. I love this podcast. And if you do too, leave us a rating or review. Y'all see what I did there. Y'all see on Spotify, y'all can also leave comments on Spotify for podcasters. You can leave voice messages. Y'all can leave a rating or review on the platforms that might apply. Download this episode. Y'all can let us know what it is that you thought about the episode. If you want to connect with us on social media, we are at Journey Free Podcast. Our comments and DMs are always open, so we are here for your thoughts and your views, or if anything resonated with y'all, definitely tell us about it, because we love hearing your feedback. I hope that y'all have a happy, healthy, safe, vibrant, and vital week ahead. Be sure to check the show notes for all the information that you need to know about how to connect with this space, how to engage with this space. Thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. I do have to head off now, but it's okay. I promise y'all I will be back next week with a guest episode that's so good, so empowering, so impactful that y'all will really, really enjoy. Make the most of this month. Make the most of this life, because y'all deserve it. You have now been tuned in to Journey Free Podcast, where life experiences meet conversation. I am your host, Unique Tershay, and I have blessed y'all with another episode. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye, Journeys.